Now, in chapter 7, you have this wonderful picture here that he gives of her. And then all she can say, and all she needs say, verse 10, I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Oh, to know today that Christ belongs to us, and that he wants to do us good. He says, come, and we'll do you good. He wants to help you, friend. He doesn't want to hurt any of you. He wants to help you. And then here in chapter 8, we have this that is quite interesting. The bride says, we have a little sister. She hath no breasts. What shall we do for a sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? Well, who's going to speak for her? Well, may I say to you, nobody would want her. We were outcasts. Well, he saved us, not because we were attractive, but because he saw our lost condition and he loved us. He'd created us. Now he wants to save us. How wonderful. What a picture. And that little sister, all these nations out here, we were part of it, by the way. And he wanted to get the word out to us. And now the bride here speaks and has the last word. She says in verse 14 now of chapter 8, make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. You remember she saw him there when he came back like that. And now she's saying, return. And this is the bride over here in the book of Revelation. The last thing she says is, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. My friend, you can't say that unless you know him, unless you love him, and unless you make him known. I don't think you can say that. Now, you can be saved, but you can't look up and say, come, Lord Jesus, I want you to come. Oh, my friend, give us that, that Paul said. He'll give a crown to those that love his appearing. And to love his appearing means to love him. This is a wonderful little book. We've only stood on the fringe of it. And I trust it's blessed our hearts.